Hello, friends. Welcome to Josiah Venture Stories. You will hear incredible stories of life change from the mission field and be inspired by the movement of God in Central and Eastern Europe. I'm your host, Gwen Gardner, and I am so excited to share today's conversation with you. Today on the show is not just one guest, but three. Josiah Venture recently hosted the first ever Digital Missions Summit in the Czech Republic. 33 attendees from 11 countries attended, and today you will hear stories from three of these individuals. Throughout history, we find courageous people who took the gospel to the public square. Paul carried the good news to Mars Hill, John Wesley preached the word in open fields, and Billy Graham shared the gospel in stadiums and on TV. Each of these generations was marked by the courage of men and women who were salt and light in the places where crowds naturally gathered. Today's public square is clearly online, in the digital environment of social media and powerful online platforms. A growing group of talented young people is developing a following in this digital space and using it to bring spiritual answers to a hurting generation. We are so excited for you to hear these stories of these individuals who are sharing the gospel in today's public square. And we ask you to continue to pray for these young people as we're bringing the gospel in a digital space. All right, everyone. I am here now with Alexa from Serbia, and he has some very interesting things to share about how he is using social media to bring the gospel to today's public square. So, Alexa, hello. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Thanks, the Lord. I'm Alex. I'm 16 years old from southern part of Serbia.
Okay.
I came here. We are now in Czech Republic. We had that conference last few days, so it was incredible. So yeah,
I feel good. We're so glad that you were able to come, and you are using social media in an interesting way. So tell us about what platform do you use and why?
Yeah, I'm using a TikTok platform. That's my main page. I'm called Alex Saralevich, and I'm using the Instagram. In last few weeks, I started on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had that one situation. I was looking at my brother. He was just scrolling TikTok, you know. We are talking something and I asked him, do you even listen to me? And I see that all those young people are searching for something. They're just scrolling TikTok every day. And not just that. That they're listening to has a lot of impact about how they think, how they make their everyday decisions. You know, just their thinking process depends a lot on what was presenting on them on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that was a lot of bad stuff on social media nowadays. You have all that things, you know, and it's a dark place.
That's right. And you're trying to be a positive presence.
Yes.
And so you're on Instagram, but now also on TikTok,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So that's the way to reach young people nowadays, especially on TikTok and Instagram. It just grows drastically in last few years.
So how long have you been on TikTok?
I'm there about 1 year.
Okay.
1 year maybe, yeah.
So how did it begin? Like, did you just start posting videos? What happened?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you a short story about me. That starts about 2 years ago. And I started to read the Bible a lot. I remember that times when there is a whole night I was reading the Bible, like 10 hours, a whole night. I mean, and that was just daily, I'm going to sleep at the day. At the night, I was just reading the Bible and all that theology books. So I just wanted to tell that message from the Bible.
Yeah.
To hold the world, you know, you see all of that lost people today searching for peace, searching for joy, searching for meaning of life, searching for hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people today can live about 10 minutes without the oxygen. They can live to 30 days without food. But without hope, people cannot live.
Mm.
And I believe the only place where you can find the hope is the Bible, is the Jesus Christ, because Bible makes that so clearly. We are lost in our sins. We are just departed from God because of our sins. And someone has to pay for our sins.
That's right.
So if someone has not paid for our sins, that will be us in hell. You know, God, mm-hmm. God is the God of love, but he is also God of judgment. But Jesus Christ, he came down to this earth and he died for our sins. And I believe that that's the message the whole world needs to hear.
So that's what you post about on TikTok. Yes. Is this message of Jesus, which I yes. love it. It's great. Yes.
So I needed to share that message to all the world. You know, I was just so fired up. I have a lot of motivation listening yes. to all those preachers. But there was one problem. I was just 15 years old. Now I'm 16. And I asked my granddad in church, granddad, can I maybe talk in church for 5 to 10 minutes maybe? And as I expected, I was too young for that. They didn't check my knowledge or something, like, you're too young. So I cannot say I was angry, but I was just, I just wanted to find a way to tell those messages mm-hmm. to the other people from the Bible. So as I said, I see that TikTok has a lot of impact on people, and I get to my home that night. I prayed a lot, and the only thing that the Lord is saying to me is that I need to share that message. You know, like John and Peter said, we cannot to shut our mouths and not to talk about the gospel. We need to talk.
Right.
So I have a lot of bad comments, like you need a $2,000 studio, or you have a broken phone. You cannot working with that.
You were using a broken phone.
Yes, even right now I'm using that phone. So, yeah, I got home that night, and I just placed my broken phone, as they said, mm-hmm. on one orange. I have one orange.
You set it up against an orange.
Yes, yes. I didn't have nothing to hold my phone. So I put the orange in, I just pressed that button and opened the Bible. I was talking about Isaiah 14, when it says that God is with you, and he's not just some God that created this world and goes his way. He's there. He loves us. He cares mm-hmm. for us. He mm-hmm. has a plan for you. And I was refreshing that video on every 5 minutes since I posted.
Sure.
And yeah. after 2 hours, there was a one comment, 4 views, and 1 like. Maybe, probably from my brother or someone from family.
Oh, good. Your brother. Yeah, that's good.
So that one comment was from the one famous TikToker in Serbia.
Okay.
And he said, this is a fairy tales. This is for a dumb people.
Oh, wow.
And I was so disappointed, but I started to pray to God that night. And I said, Lord, I know you are persecuted on this earth. So am I going to left first time I was persecuted? And the other day in the morning, I didn't check that video since then. I woke up and I see all those notifications on my phone. And I opened the TikTok and see that that video that I posted that day has 20,000 views.
Wow.
And I have all those messages, you know, that was amazing. How to read the Bible, where can I get the Bible, and all of that.
Okay, so then from a very low response at first,
yeah,
in a comment that was a little bit disappointing, to, wow, God just like took it and sent it to people and they started watching. And so what has been the response since? So you have a lot of followers now, right?
Yes, there is about 40,000 followers right now on TikTok and 5,000 on the Instagram.
Wow.
When people are listening to this, it's even more. So the numbers are growing every day, and I'm so thankful. And I didn't expect that people in my country, in Serbia especially, will listen to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening just to TikTokers, YouTubers playing games. And I'm talking about the Bible.
You know? Right. And now you go places and give Bibles away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you something more about that. I post on my story that I'm going on the street and sharing the Bibles for free.
For free.
Yeah. So I just put a table on the street. That was a street where a lot of people are coming and going every day. A lot of stores. So I just place the table. I put the Bibles. I put the sign. It's for free. Free Christian literature. And people are just coming, hearing from my story. and getting their
and
Bibles
getting
for
a
free.
Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And that's amazing, you know. Also, we are doing that through TikTok. I put the sign on TikTok, and in video I said, if you want to start reading the Bible, if you want to find your hope in the Holy Scripture, you can just message me. And I didn't say I will give you free Bibles, just message me. And a lot of people just coming with those messages. And we shared in February, that was last month, we mm-hmm. shared about 200 to 300 Bibles just in 1 month.
In 1 month. So there has been a lot of positive response
yes.
and some good positive comments. But even how your very first comment was not very positive, have there been some other negative responses as well? And then how do you deal with that?
Absolutely. You know, my message is one message, one clear message. And that is, if you believe in Christ as the Lord, as your Savior, as your only reason that your sins are forgiven, you will be saved. And that's what the Bible says also, mm-hmm. Romans 10:11. That's the so clear message that God made that's so simple that even the dumbest man can believe. So a lot of people from different churches, even Christians, mm-hmm. from Orthodox Church, Catholic Church, they said, you're a heresy or you're a cult because you deny our church as the place to be saved. You said you just need to believe. And that's a lot of bad comments every day.
Yeah.
I got the messages like yesterday I got the phone call from the private number. And he said to me, I will kill you. I know your address. Like, stop doing what you are doing.
Wow.
But this is something you deal with every day.
Hmm.
Also, there was a situation when I'm on the street sharing Bibles. There was one guy came up to me and he asked me, what are you doing? Like, he said in angry way. And I said to him, I'm sharing the Bibles, you know. And he said, stop it. Move all the table. Or I will burn this place up, he said. And he said, I got a knife. I will pull that knife. I was with my brother. And he's just so angry at me for some reason. And you know, I didn't know what he's going to do with that knife.
Right.
A lot of thoughts going in your head every second. So I was trying to stay calm in that situation. But you know, when you experience something like that, you can have a gun pointed in your head for Christ and You will be not afraid for him, you know.
Mm.
You see all those apostles dying for Christ. And in that moment, I had the apostle Peter in my head, the Thomas and the other apostles that died and that was persecuted for Christ. So,
wow. Well, amazing. Thank you for your boldness, for your courage, and for sharing the message of Jesus in your country to your homeland, your people in Serbian. And I can hear your passion and your joy and hope in the Lord that you have. So thank you. And thanks for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for inviting and may God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Okay, everyone. I am now with my friend Janči from Slovakia. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So where exactly are you from in Slovakia?
That's a tough question because we have been moving from town to town because I'm a pastor's kid.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm a pastor's kid.
Yeah, high five.
High five.
So I was born in Trenčín, which is northwest part of Slovakia. Then we moved to South Slovakia and now back to northwest-ish.
What city is that?
Žilina.
Žilina, for those who might know. Who knows if they will. So tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, you mean my like wife and kids
or
my brother and
oh yeah, your brother
cousins.
Your brother is maybe the country leader for Josiah Venture for Slovakia.
True.
Okay, enough about him. Tell me.
Yeah, so I have a wife. She's my age. I'm 38, she's 37, and we have two kids. My wife is a teacher.
Okay.
Teacher of English language on high school, and it's a high school for sports professional athletes and sports players.
Oh.
So if you watch Slovakia playing World Championship in ice hockey, her students are playing there.
I have never watched that, but
yeah.
Interesting.
Or, okay, if you watch Tour de France, one of the best cyclists is from Slovakia, Peter Sagan.
Okay.
He's from that school. So
wow, the school that your wife teaches
so,
at. And how old are your kids?
And I have a son, he's almost 11 in 2 weeks. And daughter, she's 8.
Okay, amazing. And Yanchi, we have been at this Digital Missions Summit. Okay, why are you here? Why did you decide to join us for this summit we're at?
Because, short or long version?
Medium version.
Medium. Okay, because I'm passionate about mission in an online space. Ever since I was a kid, somehow I was interested in media. I was either doing some kind of a school magazine or magazine for our street, even. Then church magazine. Then I was recording some videos and audio. So always I was involved with media. And recently I have been involved in and pretty heavily involved in social media or online media. I'm podcasting and
that's right.
Also I'm pastoring a church, and we as a church, we have a YouTube channel and we use that pretty much.
Okay, so tell me about this podcast that you have. And thank you for being on my podcast. This is great.
Thank you for having me on the podcast. We should have a collaboration.
That's right. From one host to another. This is great. Yeah. But so what is your podcast called and what is it about?
Yeah. So it's called in Slovak, yes, Zabudnuté cesty, which means forgotten ways. And we just stole the name from the book Forgotten Ways by Alan Hirsch.
Okay.
And Michael Frost. But that's another story for another day, how the name was created. But we like the idea. And
it's a new name when you translate it into another language.
Sure, sure. So. And we are trying to show people how the biblical truths apply to modern world. And what we aim is the Slovak and Czech people who are mostly born as a religious, but then they leave their religion. Mm-hmm. The fastest growing group in terms of religion is nuns. In Slovakia, nuns, it's almost 25%. And they're skeptical about Bible, skeptical about Bible, biblical principles, Christianity, maybe hurt by the church. So we try to show them, well, all these things that Bible teaches are almost forgotten somehow. Mm-hmm. We think we understand that, but not really. So we talk about it. And we are co-hosts of the
both pastors.
Both,
correct?
Pastors. Yeah. So that's what makes it interesting.
Okay. So tell me about the current series that you're in, because you usually do a different series. And so what current season are you in?
Yeah. So right now we are at the end of the season about Lord's Prayer.
Okay. Yeah.
And we went like sentence by sentence. That was a 10-week 10-week series. And we are Roman Catholic culture mostly in Slovakia, and everyone knows this prayer. Like, it has a name. It's called Otče náš, which is, you know, you have two words, Otče náš, which is our Father, Father. But we made it one word, like our Father.
Our Father,
which means that's the name of the prayer. Nobody really thinks about the prayer anymore. It's just this prayer we have in culture, and we just try to dismantle it into pieces and explain the depth of the every single word, every single phrase of the prayer. Mm-hmm. And we have this image whenever we turn on the microphones, we imagine ourselves sitting in our city center, like in a public space. Anyone can see us, anyone can listen to us, walk by, and that's how we try to talk about our beliefs and faith, that anyone could listen. We don't expect anyone to understand all our background, all the context. Mm-hmm. We don't even expect them to agree with us. So anytime we open topic like prayer or anything biblical, we explain it from the scratch with very simple words, with new concepts. So I had a guy calling me on my phone maybe 2 weeks ago. From different part of Slovakia. He's much older than me. And he told me, wow, sometimes you talk about life. And now you talked about Bible in this series, because the previous series was about art.
Oh, okay.
But now you are theological. And in the middle of the series, I realized, oh, actually, it's not about life. It's about the theology, but it sounds like about life.
Oh.
You made it such like accessible and easy to understand that I had the feeling it's just the ordinary talk about life, but it's actually about Bible and theology.
That's right. That's right.
So that's how we try to approach it.
Gotta sneak it in. Sneak in the Bible in there. Because you're really trying to reach people who've walked away from the church and having these like just natural conversations about life. Yeah. And that includes God. as a pastor, of course.
Yeah.
So what has been something or some feedback you've received from the people who've been listening to this casual conversation?
Yes. So the good part of podcast is that if anyone doesn't like you, the person doesn't listen to you anymore.
That's right. They don't care.
And it's not like social media. They don't make an effort to contact you and let you know, oh, you're...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Yeah. They just don't listen to you. So the feedback we get is a positive feedback. And it's all kind of people. Well, I got feedback from somebody who was leaving the church, had been going through some crisis with the decision of leaving the church. And the daughter of this man sent him link to our podcast and he started listening to our podcast.
Wow.
And then he wrote us email. Like, hi, guys. You helped me to find my way back to church, back to Jesus. Now my faith makes sense again. So that would be one of the emails we got, or from somebody who, that's a girl, her father died. I think it was her father.
Mm.
About the time we were beginning with our podcast, and in our podcast, we talk a lot about emotions, about real life. And that was her testimony that we helped her to get through this season.
Wow.
Because she was super... doubting about God and,
yeah.
and making sense. And maybe third example would be a girl from, she's a Christian, but her parents made her go to liberal high school, which is okay. But for her, it's really hard to be a Christian in that school.
Mm-hmm.
And she told us when we met that our podcasts help her to answer tough questions mm-hmm. and stand by her opinions. Because of the way we interact with those modern ideas and secular context.
Yes. You're helping people to navigate these hard conversations, maybe doubting God or talking about art and God. Yeah. That's cool too.
Yeah. So there are more testimonies like that, but you get a...
We get the idea. So what do you recommend podcasting to other pastors?
Go for it. Yeah, basically, we are both pastors and we don't have time to be full-time or part-time podcasters because we are having our churches.
Yeah, you have your church.
But basically, what happens when we podcast is that we repackage our sermons. We repackage what we are doing anyway for the church.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine myself preparing sermon for 10 hours every Sunday or whenever I preach.
Mm-hmm.
And I preach for 30 minutes and that's it. You know, and I have my congregation and it gives me only a little extra effort and I can bring the same ideas, all my 10 hours of preparation, have a podcast with much greater reach. So if you're a pastor and you prepare 10 hours for Sunday, then just spend extra hour on Monday and retell what you've said on sermon, retell with them maybe... more details or mm-hmm. more applications or more stories and share it with the world.
And find another pastor friend who can have a conversation with you.
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. I love it because it's much harder to do podcasts by myself. Sometimes I did it when my co-host was sick or something and I had to record by myself. It takes much more effort than just to have a conversation with somebody else.
Right.
And if your chemistry is good, it works, then it's super easy and it's super fun.
Yeah.
I'm always encouraged by that. And it kind of creates a loop because I bring my ideas, the co-host bring his ideas.
Yes.
And after a podcast, sometimes I have a new thoughts and ideas for the next sermon I'm preaching. So
it's an inspiration.
Yeah, it's inspiration.
Too, yeah.
It's the best used hour of a week.
That's right. I love it.
Creative wise. Yeah.
Well, Janci, thank you for what you're doing in Slovakia, and I'll put a link in the show notes for anyone, I don't know, anyone speaks Slovakian out there, Slovak, Czech, they can check out your podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show.
Maybe you have to use some kind of AI to
translate. We need a transcript. We need an English transcript in here. But thank you so much, and I'm excited for what you're doing in the digital space for the gospel.
Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Bye. And now we get to hear from my friend Abel, who is Hungarian, but lives in Romania. Abel, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's a great honor to be here, actually. So
that's wonderful. So tell me a little bit, what is this Romania, Hungary situation? What's going on?
So we could go on to history, but we wouldn't finish in maybe 12 hours. So
no, that's too long.
Let's do it in a nutshell, okay? my great-grandmother moved from Hungary to Romania for a better life, but that it was just Hungary back then.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the war, they got separated. So my grandparents remained in Romania. So I was born a Hungarian in Romania.
Wow.
I've learned in Hungarian, so my native language is Hungarian. My second language is Romanian, actually.
And your third language is English?
That's English, yes.
Amazing. So we've been at this Digital Missions Summit here in the Czech Republic, and I want to know what you're doing in Romania. So share a little bit about your ministry, and it's more from behind the scenes. So please share more about that.
Yeah, I work with media, but I'm the behind the scenes. Usually I'm not behind the microphone or the cameras.
So welcome.
Thank you. I do the setup for cameras, microphones, sound settings, and I've studied that. I learned that. I have a good mentor who taught me that. And I also empower smaller churches to start a live stream, a podcast, and whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
I just teach them and train them, maybe do background for 1 month, 2 months, whatever they need,
mm-hmm.
background help, editing help, whatever.
So you know a lot about audio and all the tech side of things. That's very important.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So where does your desire to serve others in this way come from? Why do you love it?
So I was born this way. I love helping people. Like if it's financially, I love it. If it's technically, I love it. I think my grandmother taught me that. I can thank her because she said, whatever you know, give to others. Mm-hmm. If you see that it's helping others, please share that. So, and there is the greater calling. If I can help you get the message to more people, why shouldn't I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a church trying to build a live stream, and I know for sure that live stream which will reach more and more and more, why shouldn't I help you? I'm mm-hmm. not selfish. Our goal is common. What do we want? We want the kingdom to grow and grow and grow. So basically, my brain is the more we do it, the more it will grow.
Like, that's right.
Exponentially. It will just blow up. And sorry for the blow up.
But that's great. Yeah, it'll blow up. That's a phrase we use. Yes. It'll get big. It'll get huge. So tell me more about your church specifically in Romania. And also, is this your full-time job? Like, what are you, is this, like, yeah, is this your full-time job?
Okay, so let's start with the church. We are a very, very small church. We are about 200 people, all Hungarians, 100%. And we are serving a community of about, let's say, at least 50,000 Hungarians that live in Transylvania. And it's not my full-time job. I have a full-time job as a logistics manager at a big company.
Okay.
So I do this voluntarily, or let's say as fun in my spare time. So it's not my income. I would love to be my income because then I could give it more time than I give it now.
Right.
And maybe the content or just the quality would be much higher. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I could help, let's say, more churches or more teams because at this point, I'm refusing a lot of requests because of my time.
Right.
So just so you know, and not to brag here, but I'm like booked, fully booked until October.
Wow.
This year. Yes.
And I fully booked. That's called a humble brag.
Yeah, but I'm like booked from December last year until October 2024.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, that just tells me that your skills are very needed and desired. So what are churches doing well in Romania, in the media world?
My biggest joy is that they are opening up to live stream.
Okay.
Right now, because we fought against this. Mm-hmm. Like the young generations, millennials and Gen Z fought to have live stream.
Mm-hmm.
And the now even a small church of 25, they would want live stream, even with one camera, even with small, let's say 15 minute live, but they want it, even with a phone, they would do it.
Yeah, you can do it with a phone.
And I'm happy about that. So that's something that the churches are doing very well. I wanna give my message to you. I want my message to go out to all the country.
So then when you record a live stream at your church, then where does that live stream go after? Does it go on YouTube?
Yes. So basically we stream it live to Facebook and YouTube both.
Okay.
And then we have a policy of leaving the live fully with worship and everything on YouTube and Facebook. Then we cut just the teaching,
mm-hmm.
that's about 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then we post that separately. So if somebody wants to watch that, they can do it. If somebody wants to watch worship also with the teaching, they can do that.
Okay.
So it's chooser, you know,
yeah.
What you choose.
What you choose. And what are things that you wish churches were doing better? Do you wish just more live streams? More Instagram presence? I don't know.
No, the biggest thing I wish for is a pastor like I have him.
Mm.
A pastor who listens to you, who doesn't stand in the way, who doesn't think he's know-it-all,
mm-hmm.
and who lets his media team to be free, who trusts his media team entirely.
That's good.
Because I worked with both, okay? I worked with a pastor who was totally against everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working with a pastor who is behind everything. And there is a huge difference. We reach at least 5 times more people like this. At least. Because imagine you want to go with your car, but your park brake is on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How does the car go? Now let go of the park brake. What does it happen? The car will go. I mean, it's just logic. So if I wish for something, I wish that the preachers will stay in their lane, preaching, teaching, guiding, counseling, whatever God called them, and then let the media team do their job.
That's good. I like that, Abel, and I love what you're doing in Romania, and I'm so glad that you've been here at the Digital Mission Summit, and that's a really good encouragement for people to, like, we all have our own unique giftings and talents, so thank you for all that you're doing in Romania.
Thank you for having me here at Digital Summit.
Yes. Okay, bye. We hope you enjoy these stories and ask you to please pray for the Christian influencers all across Central and Eastern Europe who are carrying the gospel to today's public square. Thank you for listening to Josiah Venture Stories. For more information about who we are and our vision and mission, visit us at josiahventure.com and follow us on social media. If you have any questions about this episode or would like to get in touch with our guest, please email social@josiahventure.com. To help more people hear about this podcast, please leave us an honest written review or share this episode on your social media. Thank you, friends, and have a blessed day.